Just a block away from where Governor Rick Perry held his press conference last week, there's a kitchen standing pretty much by itself. The kitchen tiles are still there. The refrigerator is there, but it's on its side. It belongs to Levine Norman. The home that he had for 30 years was blown away in an instant.
I can't start all over. If I can get enough to make another go at it and not owe too much money, then I will. But that's a decision I gotta make.
He's been going down the street to a church where volunteers have been giving him plastic bags to put things in. Mark Lovato with North Texas Assembly of God is heading up that effort. He says that so many of the residents that they're helping clean up have never asked for help for anything before in their lives.
Oh, and probably the most unique thing that we've found in all of this is we'll walk up to some of these homes that are just totally devastated and, you know, with teams of 15 people willing to help them. And they're like, oh, I'm sure there's somebody else that needs the help more than I.
Recovery in this Lancaster neighborhood is expected to take months. Most of the debris is gone, but you can still see the tornado's path cut into the houses, blue tarps, as far as you can see. Back in Levine's kitchen, a friend has shown up to help him move the refrigerator. He tells a story about his aunt's house.
My aunt's house is kind of like this. And she has, like, porcelain angels that sit on her mantle over a fireplace.
Yeah.
Not touched. Not touched.
He then helps Levine put the refrigerator in his pickup truck. They're headed for the scrapyard. Reporting from Lancaster, Emily Trube, News Radio 1080, KRLD.